You know, when I came back from Seattle, I was thinking on the plane this weekend that I had met 600 to 700 people who listened to Coast religiously out of that Seattle area.
How did that feel like? You must have been on cloud nine. Huh?
I love people,
yeah.
Peter, and I love being in a crowd
That's
with
a
them.
Huge joy.
I just feed on it.
Right.
And I'm looking at everybody. I mean, everyone is an individual. Everyone was happy and smiling and upbeat, and I'm looking at them, and then all of a sudden equate that for a moment to the millions of people listening to this program right now. Everybody out there, including you and including me, we're individuals. You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a life, we have friends and family, or maybe we're simply alone, and maybe Coast to Coast is their family. But everybody has this feeling, and I think what you've been trying to do for your whole lifetime is to harness this feeling for people so they can realize just how powerful it really is and how it can change their life.
Well, I've been doing more than trying to harness the feeling. I have harnessed it, and I've gone, and every time I harness it, I teach it to my clients, and I write about it in my articles and discuss it in my web seminars and podcasts. But then the difference between Pete Siegel and every other hypnotherapist that I've ever met is I just don't stay there. I keep pushing it and pushing it higher and further. In other words, I don't just don't push the envelope. I throw it away and put a bigger envelope in its place, and then I expand upon that. So in terms of harnessing that power, yes. And everybody has the power. Why? Because everybody wants more, don't they, George? Everybody wants to have increase. Everybody wants to feel good and loved and life and of life. And they want to experience this thing called potential unfolding and becoming more so a fact in their lives. It starts with choice, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It starts with belief, and that which then unfolds into and becomes belief, which then unfolds and into and becomes behavioral direction, which then produces outcomes in your life. Bring it back to the cause, which is what do you believe you can do, you're supposed to do, and what do you believe life holds in store for you in terms of possibilities, blessings, and kinds of results that you really sense you can achieve and experience. Why? Because you look at the person across the street, you see someone on the news, and you think, you know what, they're no better than me. They're not. But they just think differently and believe differently and embrace and emotionalize that belief so it becomes externalized fact.
With all this, then, what is your definition? What's your take on the word luck?
Well, again, luck is a life response to a mentally projected and generated energy field. Luck is how life responds to you. I mean, look. There are those who believe that luck is divine intervention because you've been such a good, helpful, service-oriented person that God has blessed you. And I ascribe to that to a degree as well. But I know I work with people and I help them overcome slumps. I help them change their luck directly. Actually, a more appropriate way to define it is I help them help themselves overcome what was causing this slump, and then they can begin to reassert the ability, the strength, the beliefs, the confidence levels, and the capacity and the sort of action orientation that produces the kinds of success outcomes that they're capable of. Luck is an effect of a cause, and that cause directly has to do with your conscious, but much more so predominantly unconscious state of mind. So here's the way you can begin to move yourself into this new realm of thinking that can directly and will directly influence your luck or the quality and kinds of life responses that begin to unfold for you. If you would imagine, now those driving right now, keep your eyes on the road, stay totally focused, and just let your conscious mind hear what I'm saying, and you focus exactly on what you do right in front of you. But if you begin to imagine that there was a you sitting in front of you 3 feet, and you began to look at it from the standpoint of strength and competence and capability, and began to think about, what do you think right now? Why do you believe what you believe? Are you someone who was brought into this world to not, to lack, to be miserable, to be unhappy, to be unfulfilled? certainly logic would tell you what, George?
Well, I would say to me that I am happy
okay.
and fulfilled.
Logic would say that you're not here to be miserable. You're not here to have lack, to be impoverished, to be destitute, to be confused. You're here to be happy and well-adjusted and strong and functional and capable and generate ever more positive and result-producing actions and to have fulfilling relationships. And people say, oh, Pete, you're painting this sort of idealist rainbow picture, rainbows and strawberries. And I say, like, my immediate response is, how come you don't paint pictures like that?
Right.
And what kind of pictures do you paint? And if you painted enough of those pictures and hung them on the wall in a gallery setting, would anyone off the street come into your gallery and want to see that? And they sit there, George, you know, the nonverbal with the legs crossed and the arms folded, and you can tell they never, ever considered that before. That's what luck is. Luck is a life response to the strength, the context, and the scope of your unconscious thought process.
The guy who's in Vegas, and he's got the dice in his hand, and he's ready to throw it, can he alter those numbers with positive thinking, or is that a different kind of luck? Is that maybe just chance?
Well, you know, there is chance, there is luck, but if you go here, have you ever felt, remember the Dirty Harry movie? He said, you feeling lucky today, punk?
Yeah, huh? He's holding his Magnum at him, yeah.
And the guy's shaking and sweating because like, you know, 44 Magnums yeah. being held to his head. But have you ever, George, have you ever felt lucky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what happened, if recall the very last time when you felt lucky, really lucky. Think about what happened right before that feeling occurred within you.
I was feeling as if I could do nothing wrong.
Okay, now, say it in a positive way. I felt as if I could only do right. I knew I could only succeed.
Because nothing wrong is kind of negative, isn't it?
Well, it's like this. If I tell you, George, don't think of pink elephants.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
A pink elephant.
Or if you go to a party and someone is there that you don't like and you say, no matter what, I will not get angry. What do you think the first time you see that person you're going to feel?
You'll probably get angry.
Probably you will get angry.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm relaxed, I am at ease, always communicate to yourself in positive, life-advancing ways. Because then your subconscious can take that command and do something positive with it. But you knew in your heart that you could only do right, you could only succeed. That's the key, because you defined what success was, and you felt capable and strong and competent, and that things were going your way, and that things should be going your way, didn't you?
Yep.
That was the main thing. Things should be going your way. And then you take it a next step. Well, why should things be going my way? My response is, why shouldn't they?